When General Musharraf declared a state of emergency, he cited an increase in terrorist attacks and alleged judicial interference in anti-terrorist efforts as reasons for the move. But as Larry Goodson, a professor at the U.S. Army War College, points out, opposition activists and supporters of ousted Supreme Court Chief Justice Iftikhar Chowdhury were rounded up instead of pro-Taliban militants.
It's hard for me to know exactly how much of that is inflated for folks in Washington, because it seemed to me that the state of emergency, you know, because of the ostensibly evil terrorists, has actually been used to hammer the democracy demonstrators and, you know, lawyers supporting Chowdhury and all that, rather than to hammer the extremists up along the border.
Pakistan's 60-year history is full of swings back and forth between civilian government and military rule. But even when not in direct control, the military has always been a power broker. During the 1990s, it backed the president in firing the governments of Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. General Musharraf mounted a direct coup against Sharif in 1999 and has been in power ever since. Former CIA officer Michael Scheuer, who served in Pakistan, says the military harbors a deep distrust of the country's civilian political elite.
The military, of course, is involved now in insurgencies that it wasn't trained for. It's now, to some extent, involved in this state of emergency. And I think they put up with Musharraf and they support Musharraf simply because the tradition of civilian rule in Pakistan is a tradition of just blatant thievery. Sooner or later, the military has to intervene to prevent the country from going bankrupt. So I don't think the generals particularly have any great love for Musharraf, but he may be the best bet in town at the moment.
General Musharraf is reluctant to give up his military job while president, analysts say, for fear he would lose the military's loyalty. But it is not clear, they add, how strong his support is among key senior officers. In recent months, the Bush administration has been urging General Musharraf to crack down on pro-Taliban and al-Qaeda elements attacking U.S. and coalition forces across the border in Afghanistan from safe havens in the rough and wild tribal areas along the border. Christine Fair, a Washington-based analyst of Pakistan Affairs, says the Pakistani military has been unhappy about General Musharraf's bending to U.S. wishes for aggressive counterterrorism operations against Pakistanis on its own soil. What is puzzling, she says, is why the Army would back a state of emergency that might drag it further into a domestic enforcement role.
Knowing what we think we know about the Army's uneven support for him and for these kinds of decisions, and given the Army's already deep and pervasive and dangerous ambivalence about the counterterrorism, the relevance of Pakistan engaging in these operations against its own people, why in the world would he then put them headlong into a situation where increasingly, if it gets nasty, they're going to be involved? None of this makes sense to me.
Some analysts believe the government will revert back to negotiating treaties with pro-Taliban tribes along the border. But such moves, on top of the state of emergency, analysts say, would heighten calls in the U.S. Congress to cut aid to Pakistan. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.